Now, the components, you have the surface secretaries, Secretary of the Army, Secretary of the Navy, Secretary of the Air Force. That's where the program executive offices sit. But those folks don't determine necessarily what needs to be bought, right? They do not create or validate the requirements, okay? So you have the person who says, like, hey, this is the Army. We need to buy tanks. We need to buy new different colored uniforms. We need to buy, you know, long-range precision fires, okay? So that all gets decided and gets developed in the service components. So Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, Space Force, right? Those service components, they have these different shops, right? And so in the Army and the Marine Corps, they're called G shops, right? So G1, G2, G3, G4, G6, G7, G8, G9. In the Navy, they're N shops, for obvious reason, Navy. In the Air Force, they're A shops. In the Space Force, they're S shops. But the codes, right, the shops basically do all the same thing for the most part. So S1 does like your admin and your personnel. S2 does intel and information. S3 does operations. S4 does logistics. S5 does future plans and policy strategy. S6 is always communications. S7 can almost sort of be a grab bag. Sometimes it's a training shop. For most of the general staff areas, right? So these are not the secretariat. These are the general staffs, right? So these fall underneath the chiefs of staff for each of those services. You got those big four-star generals, the folks who sit on the joint staff. Those are the chiefs of staff to the service secretaries for those services, right? They are the chief of, just like you have a big company that's a chief of staff, and the chief of staff's job is to like manage the staffs around the CEO. Well, the Secretary of Defense is the big CEO. Then you've got the different secretariats that support them. Well, these are the chiefs of staff to those secretariats, and they run the actual services. So when those service staffs determine, hey, we need this new thing, typically it is the three shop, right? The operations folks who identify a need. Hey, because they are operations. They are the ones who are close to the fight. They identify a need. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. So the eight shop is always the money shop, right? So the A8, the N8, the G8s, those are all the money shops. They dole out the money. And then the nine shop, sometimes it's ORSA, sometimes. So like the seven and the nine are kind of up in the air type numbers. They change sort of persona depending on the different area. But like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 8 are always the same. Okay. So when something new is needed, or a change to something that is already there, like, hey, we used to have mortars and now we need rockets because like the world has changed, right? The operations folks are the folks who figure that out. They identify that the operational realities of the world have changed. And so we need a new capability. They typically vet that through some other group, right? Some other force modernization group. And I'm not going to go into each one of the services because they do it a little bit differently. But that is where those requirements come in and they get validated. There are people that stamp off and say, yes, we actually do need to trade out mortars for rockets, or we need to go from F-15s to F-16. Right? So you've got the folks on the ground, right? Your end users. Those are the folks who are actually going to have to use the things. And then you've got the service components, the service staffs, and through eight shops that identify needs for new things. And then you've got the service secretariats who have the responsibility of actually going and buying those things. And so if you think about the way our government is set up, this actually makes a lot of sense, right? Nobody has the authority, the power, the deference to just go do, right? To just kind of haul off and do whatever they want, right? The service secretariats can't buy something that hasn't been validated as needed by the service components, right? The service components don't just buy stuff willy-nilly. They buy things specifically for operational end users. Operational end users, for the most part, can't just go off and buy stuff themselves, right? And frankly, those operational end users can't just go use things operationally. They actually have to work for a combatant command to go and use those capabilities. Okay, so there's separations of power and authority across the different components and force elements within the DoD, so that nobody kind of has too much power and too much that whole separation. Now, overall, the Department of Defense is run, you said, by civilians, right? The generals are not in charge, because look how poorly that goes in many other non or sub-democratic countries. So that's kind of how the power works. The bottom line is that you absolutely need to work with the components, because those are the folks that say, yay, verily, this new capability is needed, right? So when your operational end users are proffering needs, or when the COCOMs are screaming for new stuff, they're usually doing it to those components, right? To those services, saying, hey, we need these new capabilities. And it is the part of those services to analyze and validate and evaluate, you know, the impacts of bringing in new things before it gets pushed over to the service secretary to actually go and buy the thing. So that's kind of how that works. Again, if you like what I'm putting out, do me a favor, like, subscribe, thumbs up, whatever it is on your given platform. Go do the Google rating thing. Share this stuff with your friends. The more people who pick up this knowledge the easy way, rather than how most of us pick it up, which is a hard and painful way, better. One of my cadre told me a long time ago that there's three ways to learn things: repetition, blunt force trauma, and repetitious blunt force trauma. So this is my attempt to avoid and create a fourth thing, which is observing somebody else's repetition trauma, what produced the work of art in front of you today. Anyway, thanks for joining.